of the coming death. Now, there are going to be a lot of people who say, no, 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 you can't do that in this passage. I don't care about my critics. I have now learned I'm not going to worry about my critics. This is what the Word of God says to me. It's what it says to a lot of other people also. Not like I'm standing there alone. The bread and the wine, Melchizedek knew what the bread and wine meant. Abraham knew, looking forward, in anticipation of the coming death of the Messiah. And tonight you and I are going to partake of the bread and the cup to remind us of the sacrifice and the grace that provides our communion and our freedom relationship with Him. See, tonight we celebrate both our freedom in this nation. We celebrate our freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. Now, our freedom in Christ, where the freedom wherewith He has set us free in Galatians 5, when we are in communion with God, when we are in fellowship with God, people, we are living in that freedom. This is very important, the freedom that you and I have based upon who and what Christ is. He set us free from our enemies, as He did Abraham. Now, at the first phase here, at the cross, you and I have been given this freedom. We have been given this freedom, but it is our freedom positionally. It is our position in Christ. But as far as your life and my life is concerned, as born-again believers over here, you and I do not necessarily live as believers in the freedom to which we are entitled to. Many Americans continue to live enslaved. You and I do not necessarily live in this freedom. We have it positionally by our faith in Christ. But whether or not we are saved and delivered and are free in our life is going to depend upon the things that we're now studying in regard to the test that Abraham is involved with. So the blessing that is about to come is based upon the sacrifice of God. And Melchizedek coming to Abraham at this time, before the battle, before his test, is God's grace and God's love. And he brings the reminder of the coming one who will provide all of the basis of what we have in Christ. So this is a grace upon grace. This is grace upon grace, as we're going to see in this study. This is grace freedom that Abraham has. This is grace freedom that you and I have. Now, how, this is going to be important as we move into Abraham taking off of this morning. How did you and I acquire this freedom? How did we were slaves to sin and death. We're slaves here to the law of sin and death. Now, how were we set free from the law of sin and death? And as we saw, this is crucial. Because how I am set free here establishes the pattern of how I will be set free from sin in life over here. Total freedom. The more you and I understand it here, the more you and I will understand what happens here. Understand our freedom. And how were we set free? We were set free.